Dear family, this gospel reveals to us the devastating effect of immorality in a family, affecting each member by dulling their conscience to accept terrible forms of behavior. In this case, they're all offsprings of Herod the Great, who had the innocent of Bethlehem murdered. When he died, his kingdom was divided among his sons. One of those sons is the father of Herodias. The other one is Philip, whom Herodias married. So she married her half-uncle, then left him and married another half-uncle, who is Herod Antipas. All this concerns greatly John the Baptist, because he realizes that the behavior of the leaders, the people that are in the public view, has a powerful impact in the moral environment of the whole country, making these behaviors something acceptable. And so he confronts them strongly. As a result, he gets put into prison. Now, this is mostly the work of Herodias, because the gospel tells us that she held a grudge against John the Baptist. You don't like the message, so you want to get rid of the messenger instead of entering into self-knowledge and seeking to change your ways. Now, Herod Antipas is an oppressed man. He admires John the Baptist. He likes to listen to him. Furthermore, he knows that God is working through him, and he fears him. That's why when he heard about Jesus preaching, he thought, John the Baptist has come back to life. You see, his conscience was bothering him. And yet, he is unable to see the reality of his life and change. He's a captive man. And yet, he appears to be so powerful in the eyes of all. And he brags about his power, and that was his downfall. It's his birthday, and they're drinking, they're just entering into this form of debauchery, and this is the opportunity for Herodias after the girl dances, and he brags that he will give her even half the kingdom, something he could not do because he's a client king to the emperor of Rome, and only the emperor could actually divide the kingdom. So it's just bragging, the lack of freedom and true power that he had, because he could not even govern himself. He wanted to cover it up by all this attitude of fanfare. You see what is happening here. It's very important, too, to understand that sin, if it's not repented, has a snowballing effect. So he went then into debauchery, and then he went into murder to try to cover for the situation. So one thing leads to another. It's like when one couple has illicit relationships and the woman gets pregnant, and then they don't know what to do, and they end up with killing the child. One thing leads to another. But I think perhaps the most important teaching in this gospel is the fact that the passion of John recounted here coincides with the first mission of the apostles. So John the Baptist is the hidden force. His sacrifice as a victim soul is the power of love, of surrender, of trust in God that makes it possible for these apostles to bear great fruit. So that means that the sacrifice of John is joined with the sacrifice of Christ at the cross, which is truly the only source of power. This is a call for us as well to be the hidden force, to join our sufferings as victim souls to the suffering of Christ in the cross, so that today a powerful force of evangelization can come forth, that we may be the instruments of a new Pentecost, a new evangelization through our daily ordinary lives, even in injustices, even in rejections, even unto death. May the Lord bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.